आरजे 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। कब शुभ का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ी में बाद दोपहर के 2:02 हुए हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम है गपशप, जिसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी,
खटकेंगी
और दिल में समा जाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि आज हम फ्रंटियर वेयर हाउस पे नहीं है, वी आर बैक इन आवर ओन स्टूडियोज एंड वी डूइंग अ शो लाइव हियर एंड सैमा हैज बीन अवे फ्रॉम द स्टेशन फॉर ऑलमोस्ट अ मंथ।
नो, कपल वीक्स।
नहीं नहीं यार, महीना कहो।
नहीं मैं, आई वॉज देयर, आप जब गए हो टू ऑन योर ट्रिप, आई कवर्ड।
अच्छा चलो ठीक,
दैट वाज लास्ट वीक।
She has no concept of time.
She doesn't know.
I never saw you, so
that's,
I haven't
true.
Seen you.
Shushma ji and I haven't seen each other in a while.
Well, for me, it's been a year.
Yes.
So has she not been on the air for a whole year?
That's right.
That's no. She's right. My most favorite feng shui master is in town, so I have to come.
We did a show with Sunita on Wednesday,
yes.
But we were under the impression that we were going to be at Frontier today, and I was not going to do a show there because, you know, people love to dance while they're shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we play a lot of music. So I then asked Sunita to come back again on Friday and do a show with us.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Good. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about feng shui and all the questions that I haven't asked Saima. You may ask.
That's right. And you know, before I even get started, Sunita's got a really cool Facebook page.
Yes.
And there's tons of information that's on there for anyone that's interested in that part of like feng shui and whatnot. Recently, Sunita, I wanted to share this. I've shared this with Shishmaji. You know, you had posted this one particular sort of status on your Facebook. You said, remember, your garage is part of your house
home.
Too.
Yes.
It's part of your home. And, you know, there's a lot of energy that's there.
Yes.
And that really inspired me because my garage has been my storage space for a few years now.
Yeah.
And with my sister's wedding around the corner, I decided that I'm not just going to clean, like, the upstairs and just the outside. I'm actually going to do a deep and thorough clean.
I'm very happy to hear that.
So guess what?
What?
Both $1,000 worth of removal fees I had to pay to get the garbage out.
Wow.
You had garbage in there?
Well, not garbage, like stuff, like furniture and chairs and mattresses we weren't going to use.
Right.
Just like a lot of old things that no one really had the heart to throw away, but we weren't using.
Yes.
And we, like my mom and all of us, we went there and we were ruthless. And we just said, if we haven't used it in the last year, we're probably never going to use it.
Never going to use it.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it took us a day and a half and one big garbage truck and a half.
Wow.
To clean it out.
Your garage had kept so much stuff.
My garage and my shed.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
People do that.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, I have to admit, now, I don't know if it's psychological, but I just find that the energy of my house is just lighter.
Well, it's, I think that it is more than psychological. You have really emptied up a lot of space. You have given that energy to yourself instead of it being stuck in the garage.
Yeah. So so thank you for that, because I was very inspired that you need to just... So I think for listeners, like, you know, the weekend's around the corner.
Yes.
If you have a messy garage and you're starting to feel like a little lethargic and you're thinking the house...
Be a Saima. Be a Saima.
Be a Saima this weekend and clean that garage.
Yes. Because the garage is part of your home. And thank you about the feng shui page. I love that on Facebook because we do so many fun things on there, don't we?
Great, yes. Lots of fun things. And I'm always, you know, I think I've done my like life path. I don't know how many times. But every time Sunita puts it up, okay, guys, we're going to do our life path.
Yes.
Send me your birthday. And I'll still send it even though I know exactly what she's going to say. Don't ask me why I do that.
For reassurance.
I just do it because...
Or maybe she missed something. She'll tell me more stuff.
That's exactly what it says. I'm like, kafi lambi hogi uski list. Maybe this time she'll tell me something different.
Something else.
So I do that. So if any of the listeners, you know, want to join Sunita's Facebook page, see that, what is it, Sunita Sitara?
No, it's just Sunita's Feng Shui on Facebook, and all you have to do is click the like button and you get the tips every single day.
And your website's great as well, so that's it.
I love my website.
I do too.
Yes.
I love the whole map that you have on
there. Yes, the Bhagwa map.
The Bhagwa map.
Yeah, and you know, as soon as I get back to Oklahoma, we're going to put in how to cure your missing areas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because some houses don't have certain...
Some houses don't have, they don't have a square, a complete square or a rectangle, so you have a missing area, so how to cure that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's going up.
And your website address is www.sunitasitara.com. So there you go. You can find that on there. And of course, the number to our studio is 604-280-1200. If you have any questions for Sunita, you're more than welcome to call us and ask away. And of course, I always have my...
list
of questions. It's like mere haath aa jaye ek dafa main sara kuch puch lungi. So we'll definitely be taking your calls and try to help you in whatever way we can, because I definitely think there is something to it.
I wasn't going to leave Vancouver without seeing you, Saima.
I know, and I thought you had already left because I was so busy with my sister's wedding.
Yes,
and I thought I'm walking to leave you hungry, and I actually and then when Shushmaji called yesterday, it's like yes, she's still here. I'm going to take the afternoon out and I'm going to go
and visit her.
Cindy, you just were on this long trip.
Yes.
Road trip.
Across Canada, from Newfoundland to Vancouver.
So tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, every Canadian needs to get in their car and go across Canada. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you guys aren't doing it.
I did. Montreal to Vancouver.
Okay, you've done, I guess, two-thirds of the country.
Two-thirds, but I haven't touched the Maritimes.
They are just beautiful and a different kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought everyone in PEI, Prince Edward Island, they were just charming.
Wow.
Really, really. And Newfoundland people, they're different.
I was going to ask you, did you find that it was a different culture altogether?
They are very different, very laid back, and they don't really let anything stress them out.
That's
cool. So that was really neat. It was very interesting, and I enjoyed all parts of Newfoundland. It was really great.
What's your favorite part of it?
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, you know, something that you saw. I mean, I know you love BC.
I love BC.
So let's put BC aside.
Yes.
We must get a special spot in your
heart. Because really, BC is the crowning glory mm-hmm. of Canada, I think. I would really have to say, oh, my gosh.
And I'm not talking about the people, because I know you had issues with certain people in certain provinces. I'm strictly talking about the sheer beauty of the
sheer
nation.
Sheer beauty of the nation. PEI is definitely very picturesque, very idyllic.
Okay.
I like Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and I think probably because I do like to be able to have a 360-degree view.
Yeah.
And that's what you get. You get a panoramic view of the planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
Really?
That you could stand and see. And I think sometimes when I was in Saskatchewan, I really thought I saw the Canadian Rockies. But I'm sure I didn't.
Yeah.
But I loved that. I loved the fact that they were hues of yellow, green, brown, and they met the sky at the horizon. The blue of the sky meeting all those colors.
The
and
green.
I just thought that was spectacular.
Fabulous.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely would like to do that.
Yes.
Now, okay, so it's you in your car.
Yes.
Trans-Canada Highway.
Right.
And your thoughts.
And my thoughts, yes.
So was it scary?
No. No, of course not, because I love to think. I spend a lot of time by myself, and I love to just think and look at what I'm looking at, and I'm engaged in that. To me, it's a very spiritual experience.
And so shed some light on that. So was it a very, was it some sort of enlightenment? Or was it more just like, oh, this is great. Like, this is for me to switch my brain off.
Well, I think it's all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because enlightenment in the sense of you look at that, and sometimes I'm upset at what the people are doing to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see lots of traffic or, trash by the, but there wasn't that much trash on the Trans-Canada Highway, which I was very grateful for. And then other times it's just kind of like you do turn your brain off because you're just, in right brain thinking. Other times when I'm looking at something, I look at that and I go, that would be a beautiful painting. I love to paint.
Mm.
So those things come to my mind. And then there are, you get a lot of insights also. So it is, it's a very spiritual experience.
That's great. It's almost like for you to rejuvenate.
Yes.
And now being the artist and, spiritual mm-hmm. person, you can go back and express that.
Express that.
Because I think sometimes we do, our cup becomes very empty.
Yes.
And then we can't really give because
there's
nothing in that cup.
In there.
But when we do exercises like such, we fill our cup again and
exactly.
we're able to offer.
I agree. I think it's just something every Canadian needs to do.
Yeah.
So just make sure that there are no mudslides on near Golden, right, Sushma?
I heard.
Yes.
I heard that 1 hour drive turned into a 12-hour drive.
Well, that's what Sushma would probably like for you to believe, but we were stuck on the highway for about 5.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but going from a total took us
a 1 hour drive.
Yes.
Which we would have finished in the morning.
Yes.
We didn't get to our hotel until 11:30 midnight.
At night. Yes. Yeah.
So all day long.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did your sisters get some time to bond?
Oh, yes, my God, did we ever.
Did she switch her phone off, or was she still, like, emailing away?
Oh, she couldn't get, there are no cell towers in the Canadian Rockies.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's just get that straight. But she was going, no, there's no service. There's no service. I think we talked about, we speculated for about 2 or 3 hours why there was a traffic jam. And she was very upset about the fact that there was a traffic jam.
Yeah. That's just Shmiji for you.
She's very different than I am.
Yeah.
Would you say I take things in stride, sister?
No.
Oh, come on.
So what would you say? How does she take it?
She's quite anal.
That's sisterly love. And what would you say, Shmiji, is more...
I thought that she was just upset. Well, probably more agitated. Not upset. She was agitated that this was happening.
And you were pretty... Just go with the flow.
Well, it's out of my control. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, you just sit there and you go, it'll move when it moves. That's my attitude.
That's a good attitude.
What did you say?
She said that's good attitude.
But you said something.
I didn't say anything. I just smiled. I didn't even open my mouth. Are you kidding?
I really do have the attitude. It'll get done when it gets done. When somebody asks me, when am I going to see you? I usually say, you'll see me when you see me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'm similar to Shmiji because it's like, well, why isn't it? I can make this happen faster. And I think it puts, fine, we get things done, but I think it puts a lot of stress on individuals like ourselves because there is, and I came across this quote over the weekend and I really needed to read it. I think it was just the universe giving me this quote because I was so caught up in my sister's wedding and planning and making sure it was perfect.
Yes.
What did it say? It says, give me the desire or give me the knowledge to know when things will not change and the courage to change them when they can.
When they can change, yes. Actually, that is written, it's one of the creed for the 12-step program.
Oh.
For Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what they go by.
Oh, okay.
Give me, I think it's the...
I think I took a photo of it, so I'm going to pull it out. But yeah, it's such a beautiful quote basically saying, okay, where I can make a change...
Give me the courage to know that, and the courage to change it.
And to know the difference.
Yeah. Right.
So that's something I think I have to usually remember.
Right.
I can't really do what you do. It's like, well, there's really nothing I can do here, and I should just sit here and enjoy this moment.
Yes.
It's like, why am I here? And we should probably go talk to a few cars.
That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to go and talk to people, and she said, if someone smiles at me, I'll go and talk to them. And I'm sitting there like, you know... I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to take as long as it's going to take.
So did you make some friends, Shmiji?
No. Nobody was smiling. Oh. No one was smiling.
Well, of course. They're probably unhappy.
Everybody was unhappy because it was holding off from going to the washroom.
Yes.
And that was a pain in the...
Yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah.
And they had to eventually just call off nature took over.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was running to the bushes.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was that long.
It was that long.
Oh, my goodness.
5.5 hours parking lot.
When you think to yourself that you're only 100 kilometers away, when we got on that highway, the town that we were supposed to go to was only 100 kilometers away. Well, how long does it take to get across 100 kilometers?
Not very
long. Maybe an hour and a half at the most.
Yeah.
So you think, we'll go to the bathroom there, we'll fill up gas there. But when that turns into 5.5 hours, that's a different story.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It does definitely test your patience. They say that travel with somebody and you'll know exactly what their personality is like.
Well, I already knew what
you already knew, Shmiji's, but yeah, no, that's for new couples. If you're just dating and you want to know what the person's like, take a trip.
Take a road trip.
You'll find out who's anal, who's not.
Who's anal, who's not.
Yes.
I just told you, we have to take a short break, and I'm going to bring this conversation back to Feng Shui after this commercial break, I guess?
Yes, we'll do that.
खूबसूरत और लेटेस्ट डिजाइन्स में लीजिए कॉस्ट्यूम ज्वेलरी चाहे वो कुंदन की हो या पोलकी की
कुंदन की और पोलकी भी
बिल्कुल लिटिल इंडिया से 604-597-0505 उनका टेलीफोन नंबर है
Producer director Prakash Jha exposes the ugly underbelly of education. Arakshan.
Are you trying to accuse me of being a casteist?
Amitabh Bachchan, Manoj Bajpayee, Deepika Padukone, Prateek and Saif Ali Khan.
Agar aap Arakshan ke saath nahi hain, to aap iske khilaaf hain.
Lyrics Prasoon Joshi, Music Shankar Ehsaan Loy. Arakshan from 12th August in a cinema near you.
सनी डिजाइनर साड़ीज वेयर हाउस अपनी टेंथ सेल लगा रहे हैं इसी महीने। साड़ीज शुरू होती हैं सिर्फ 999 से, सूट्स सिर्फ 799 से। क्यों चौंक गए? कॉटन सिल्क क्रेप के अनस्टिच सूट्स सिर्फ 1099 से। शेरवानी सूट्स लें सिर्फ $60 में। बस जल्दी चले आएं सनी डिजाइनर साड़ीज के वेयर हाउस पर, जहां पर लगी हुई है टेंथ सेल। इनके स्टोर पर 84th एवेन्यू से 129th स्ट्रीट लेकर आएं। और जानकारी के लिए 7789953657 पर फोन करें। 7789953657।
38th एनुअल चैरियट फेस्टिवल ऑफ इंडिया 14th अगस्त स्टैनली पार्क सेकंड बीच पर होने जा रहा है। रथ यात्रा सुबह 11:30 बजे हाउस स्ट्रीट बीच एवेन्यू से शुरू होगी। सेकंड बीच स्टैनली पार्क में दिन के 1 बजे से रंगारंग कार्यक्रम होगा, जिसमें म्यूजिक, डांस, लाइव थिएटर, मेहंदी, टैटूज, योगा मेडिटेशन, पपेट शो, फेस पेंटिंग, हर किसी के लिए भोजन की व्यवस्था है। और हाँ, 13th अगस्त को सेकंड बीच स्टैनली पार्क में ही कीर्तन फेस्टिवल होने जा रहा है। ज्यादा जानकारी के लिए vancouverchariotfestival.com पर जाएं या फोन करें 604-868-6169।
एमरीटेक आपके अपने रॉजर्स ऑथराइज डीलर की तरफ से बिल्कुल नई फैमिली प्लान का ऐलान। सिर्फ $10 प्रति महीना में परिवार के बाकी मेंबर्स को फैमिली प्लान में शामिल कीजिए और हम आपको देंगे एक सोनी PS3 प्लेस्टेशन। जल्दी कीजिए, ये ऑफर कुछ समय के लिए है, कुछ शर्तें लागू हैं। आज ही अपने नजदीकी एमरीटेक कंप्यूटर्स पे फोन कीजिए 3572-9955।
IT Media Broadcasting and Church's Chicken want to reward you for being an A student with a certificate and a Church's Chicken dinner. If you're a superstar straight A student, you can be interviewed on television. Smarty pants. Fax or email us with a proof of your marks along with your name, your phone number and your address. Fax us at 604-299-3088 or email us at info@rj1200.com. Hurry and get your entries in today. The deadline is August 15th.
ए बड़ा पाव, पाव भाजी, बेल पूरी, पानी पूरी, वेजी चाउमीन, बम्बे फ्रेंकी, चिकन काड़ी रोल, पनीर काड़ी रोल, सीख कबाब काड़ी रोल, सब मिलेंगे इधर। बोलो क्या मांगते है?
अपना चार्ट हाउस, यूनिट 112-7500 स्कॉट रोड, सरी। कॉल 604-502-8081।
शहर में सबसे सुंदर मंदिर कहाँ पे मिलेंगे?
सिर्फ लिटिल इंडिया से। लिटिल इंडिया 8611 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा में है। टेलीफोन नंबर 604-597-0505। आरजे 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। फ्राइडे का दिन है। फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ इज यूजुअली बुक्ड फॉर सुनीता सितारा, हु इज अ फंक्शन मास्टर एंड शी इज हियर इन आवर सिटी टुडे। एंड इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस, आप हमें फोन करें। हमारा टेलीफोन नंबर है 604-280-1200 और
वो आप मुझे बता दें
604-299-8863। जी बिल्कुल।
और कभी कभी
और 1-800-299-8863 अगर आप लोअर मेनलैंड से बाहर हैं, फोन करें एंड सुनीता विल बी एबल टू हेल्प यू। सुनीता, जस्ट गिव अस एन आइडिया ऑफ यू नो एक घर की सूरत। आई मीन कई घर होते हैं जो कि स्क्वेयर होते हैं। यू नो इफ यू आर लिविंग इन एन अपार्टमेंट दिस इज अ स्क्वेयर हाउसेज।
यस।
अगर आपका अपना घर है, कई घर होते हैं जो ऑबलोंग होते हैं, लंबे होते हैं, रेक्टेंगुलर होते हैं। कई घर होते हैं जो कि बड़े डिजाइन किए हुए बनाए होते हैं, जिनमें यू नो फॉयर, फ्रंट फॉयर डिफरेंट होता है, फिर जरा अंदर को जाता है, फिर जरा बाहर को निकलता है, फिर जरा अंदर को जाता है। यू नो सो दे आर दे कैन नॉट बी कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड एज अ स्क्वेयर पीस ऑफ प्रॉपर्टी और रेक्टेंगुलर।
आई वांट टू क्लियरिफाई दो, आर वी टॉकिंग अबाउट द एक्चुअल शेप ऑफ द हाउस और द पीस ऑफ लैंड?
शेप ऑफ द हाउस।
Because I'm thinking my piece of property is a pie shape.
That's okay.
So we have like a small entrance and it's large in the back.
Okay.
But the house on that property is square.
That's wonderful.
Is it square? Okay. There is no, you know, jutting out,
no.
Kya usko kehte hain, sun deck or garage.
It's actually freakishly square.
Oh, that fantastic. Is wonderful. So it's lovely.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. When you have a square house, that means all 9 quadrants of the Feng Shui Bhagwa map are represented.
Right.
That's what the difference is.
Okay.
When you have a square or a rectangular home, that means that you don't have any quadrant that is missing on the Bhagwa map.
So it is easier in that case to sort of treat it?
Treat it. Because the other thing that you've got to keep in mind is Feng Shui works with the energy of your home.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a missing area, that energy is going to be missing.
Right.
So if you have an L-shaped house or you have a U-shaped house, wherever there isn't a house,
Or a room. Right.
Or part of your home is not there. My home in Shawnee was a U-shaped house. You remember? Because in the back, the two,
rooms.
One was the bedroom, Jared, and the other was the playroom that Jared had. And then we had kind of like a patio area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And wherever you don't have a house, wherever you don't have a part of the house.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. The roof that covers the house, then that becomes a missing area.
So what areas in that Shawnee house was missing?
My fame and reputation was missing in that house.
Interesting. Yes. So do you have it now in this new house?
Yeah.
No wonder you're getting famous. So it's working.
It's working, yes. Yeah. And the other thing that I did in this new house was I painted my fame and reputation area red. I painted that wall red.
Okay. So where is the fame and reputation area?
It's in the middle back of your home. It's going to be dead center and the furthest back wall of your home from the front door.
So from the front door, the middle area, the furthest back wall, that would be to the backyard, I guess.
Yes.
Or whatever the back of the house is.
Yes. That's your fame and reputation.
Oh. Interesting.
Yes.
मेरी तो वो beige है, उसको red करना पड़ेगा.
Right. Yes, you'll have to do that.
Or if you don't, you know, sometimes this is another thing is that two areas can be represented in one room.
Uh-huh.
I also end up having my wealth and my fame are in the same room.
Because I was going to say, because I guess, I remember you saying the wealth is in the kitchen.
Far left. Well,
far left.
And
for me, it's the kitchen, so yeah.
Yeah, for you, it's the kitchen.
Do you have downstairs do something underneath that?
I do, but we have... Recently, we've removed all tenants, so we have the whole house. So that was something I was going to ask.
Yes.
Because is it the front or the downstairs?
Both. You apply the Bhagwa map to both floors.
Oh, I see.
And if you have three floors. But if a lot of people here in Vancouver have tenants, you don't count that because that's not your space.
Oh, okay.
You just have to leave that alone. It is kind of your space, but since you're not living in it, I don't.
You
count
cannot.
It.
Yeah.
But then that
you can't
changes,
do anything about it.
But that also changes the shape of your home too, though, because then it's no longer a full square, because you're missing areas now.
No. The home is square, right?
Uh-huh.
Your even if somebody lives underneath in the basement, the house, the structure is still a square, right?
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. So then, whatever area is not yours, the other space becomes
yes.
It substitutes it.
Right.
So I wanted to talk about finances and things like that.
Yes.
I know you'd mentioned that your far left corner when you're looking at your home is your
financial area. Yes.
What should you do to that area?
Well, it would be great if you didn't have a bathroom in that area. A lot of people end up having a bathroom.
Yeah.
That you have to do major cures for that. You need to call a feng shui consultant for that. But that area, you can have purple accents.
Mm.
In that area, you could always have flowing water, like a water fountain.
Fountain.
But make sure the water fountain is flowing towards the house and not away from the house. So that's a good thing.
I don't understand that. Can you explain, flowing towards the house? I mean, if a water fountain, hey.
If it blows out round, that's perfect.
Okay.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but some water fountains have a face.
They spill out.
They spill out
in
one direction. It's okay as long as it's flowing towards the majority of the house and not,
towards the window or something.
Don't have the water fountain facing the window so that the water fountain faces the backyard or something. That means your wealth is going away from you. You want it to come towards you.
Okay.
So what I find about feng shui is that it's very common sense.
Mm-hmm.
See, all of those things make sense. Like putting the lid down, before flushing the toilet, because if you're flushing, you're flushing away your money, mm-hmm. you know. So if you put the lid down, you're minimizing the flushing away.
I've started doing that, and I've gotten so addicted to it that I do that at other people's homes.
I know. I do the same thing.
I do the same thing. They're like,
I do it in restaurants. I don't.
And then I'm like, why am I touching your toilet?
Exactly.
I need to wash
my hands. You need to wash your hands. I do that and wash my hands. Yeah. But yeah, I'm so glad you're doing that. And I'm so glad you got rid of all the stuff in your garage.
I did. Yeah. And I think the other really important thing that you had mentioned about finance that's really stuck with me was your stove.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, because that was very powerful.
Yeah, because your stove, you are able to feed people from your stove. And so if your stove is not in good repair, that means, say, for example, only 3 burners work. So that means you can only cook a limited amount of, you know, food. So when you are able to feed people, that means you will have more money to be able to feed more people.
Mm.
So that's the reason your stove needs to be in good repair.
So make sure, even if you're just using one sort of
plate,
make sure the other ones are fixed.
They're fixed. And the other thing that you want to do is use all 4 of them.
Oh, do you want to use them?
You use, I mean, you know, you can't use all 4 of them at the same time, but rotate.
Rotate. So not just use, because we have our favorite that we use.
I have my favorite, I know. Yeah. And I have to remind myself. I'm a feng shui consultant and I have to remind myself to use the far back one or the far right one. But yes, you want to use all 4 of them because that keeps them in good repair.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of keeps the money energy flowing. And
right.
That's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What if you have multiple stoves in the house?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people, you know, I've been doing consultations here in Vancouver. People are having 2 kitchens. What's the deal with that?
We have basements.
Yes, you also have
basements. So there's a kitchen in the basement. And
well, make sure no matter where your kitchen is, no matter where how many stoves you have, they all have to be cleaned. They all have to be organized. They all have to work.
And you be used.
Well, you know, I mean, say, for example, you're not in the basement very much. I wouldn't worry too much about not using that one as long as you're using your main one.
Right.
So use the main one as often as possible. I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
And make sure the downstairs one is in good repair and cleaned.
Okay.
Always keep it clean.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes, definitely.
So when you're cooking, make sure the atta or whatever is around that, you got to clean it.
Clean the atta all the time. And grease or whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah, for sure.
The other quick question I have for you is I wanted to talk a little bit about, I know this is really interesting because we all have a habit of putting photos up in bedrooms.
Know. Yes.
You know, we blow up these big photos of our kids or ourselves or whatever, and we put them around our room.
Yes, not in your bedroom.
And you said that's a big no-no.
Yeah, big no-no, not in your bedroom. So
we shouldn't do that. And can you tell me a little bit of why that is?
Well, this is a little bit X-rated.
Oh, okay. Okay, so is it not radio stuff?
Well,
it's just something we shouldn't do.
It's, well, okay, let me, I think I can express it. You really, as far as intimacy is concerned, it should be between 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're having photographs of family members, you know, it just doesn't work in your bedroom.
See.
That's the reason.
Okay, so don't have photos of
Family members, you know, mother-in-law, father-in-law. In Oklahoma, people will have, you know, the cross or Jesus Christ in their bedroom. And it's like, I'm sorry, Jesus doesn't want to be in your bedroom.
So no photos, but you can have other, because I remember talking to you and we did have this discussion. So I was under the impression you shouldn't have any photos in your bedroom. So my room is very bare. I've got a bed, a dresser, 2 side tables with 2
lamps
that you mentioned. And that's it.
Okay, but now, not bare. I don't want it to be bare because then that reduces your opportunities.
Okay.
What I do want you to have in your bedroom is have images that bring forth loving feelings.
Mm-hmm.
An image where you and your significant other are in an embrace or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a composition of a painting of 2 people walking hand in hand on the beach or sitting close by. You want to display romantic images in your bedroom.
More sensual or whatever.
Sensual, romantic images, soft. You can have, you know, images of landscapes. But lush landscapes don't have dead deserts. Trees.
Well,
or deserts. Or deserts. Yeah. Very good, yeah.
What do you do, like, when your bedroom is in a certain part of, if your bedroom's in the part of the area where it's your financial area, you have to then combine the two.
Yes, you really do. But the very first thing that you want to look at is the bedroom rejuvenates you. The bedroom is a place where you have intimate relationships and you also have something that replenishes you because you're going to be sleeping in there. So that would be my primary focus. Even if it's in your financial area, my primary focus for that would be that you make this a sensual retreat for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would add other things. You can add purple accents. Because purple is the color for the financial area, you can hang a crystal in your financial corner. You can put the 27 pennies in a red pouch in your financial corner. So you can do different things as far as the financial area is concerned. But my primary focus would be if it's your bedroom ends up in your financial corner.
Focus on the bedroom.
Focus on the bedroom because you really need to make sure that that is where you're getting your rest.
Hmm,
no absolutely. Televisions either in the bedroom.
I know, that's a big no-no, but we have them. A lot of people
have TVs in their bedroom.
I have a TV, but I have it in an armoire and I close the doors. Yes.
I still have my bookshelf and I know we talked about that.
I know, we talked about that. Bookcases are not okay in the bedroom.
I know. I can't just separate myself. I got rid of my teddy bears.
And how is your romantic life?
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Let's take a short commercial break. And if you have any questions, please call us at 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. Sunita Sitara is in the studios.
Yo, bro, nice wheels. That must have been pretty expensive.
Not at all, actually. I actually got it financed, no problem.
A brand new car, for cheap and with financing.
It's actually a quality used car. Isn't she a beauty, man?
Okay, I gotta know. Where did you go?
I went to Pinnacle Car Sales. They're friendly, they have great service. You can actually check them out at pinnacle-csl.com. Dude, where are you off to?
Pinnacle Car Sales!
Meetha khae to dard, tikha khae to dard. Are is dard se chutkara kaise paaye?
Dr. Sandhu se appointment banaye aur jaldi is dard se chutti paaye. Unka ek office hai Scott Road 72 Staples ke upar aur dusra office hai New West mein. Appointment ke liye dial kare 604-591-3060.
Frontier Warehouse. Aapke liye khule rehte hain Wednesday se lekar Monday tak. Tuesday closed. Subah 10 baje se leke raat ke 8 baje tak. Jahan se aapko lehenge, suit, saari हर रंग हर डिजाइन की मिल सकती हैं। 8140 स्कॉट रोड सरी में है फ्रंटियर वेयरहाउस। उम्दा क्वालिटी और वाजिब कीमत के लिए जाने जाते हैं फ्रंटियर वेयरहाउस। आज ही चले आइए।
Pace Canada College, number one college for quality education at affordable tuition cost. Healthcare attendant course, keval 22 hafte ka $3,800 mein. 1 year hotel management course, keval $7,400 mein. Then we have career and settlement counseling course. We have diploma in accounting. We have simply accounting and QuickBooks and IELTS preparation classes, mutual fund and LLQP classes and many short-term courses at reasonable cost. Please contact Pace Canada College at 604-595-7962. You select the course, we set the pace.
जीजू आपके ऑफिस के बाहर हूँ आपका खाना लेकर आई हूँ एकदम गर्मा गर्म भेजा है पूजा ने
क्या स्वाद खाना बनाती है तेरी बहन पूजा जी चाहता है उसके हाथ चूम लो
जीजू ये आपकी वाइफ पूजा ने नहीं बनाया पूजा स्वीट्स और रेस्टोरेंट वालों ने बनाया है
पूजा का नाम जहाँ जुड़ता है वहाँ स्वाद तो आ ही जाता है
पूजा स्वीट्स एंड रेस्टोरेंट आज ही आएं और इनके इंडियन स्पेशलिटी बफे का मजा उठाएं यूनिट 101 बी 7288 137th स्ट्रीट सरी फोन नंबर 604-594-7137
RJ 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है सुनीता सितारा इज इन द स्टूडियोज अगर आपके पास कोई भी सवाल है तो 604-280-1200 सामा हैज गॉट मिलियन questions.
She does. She has millions of questions.
Before you know it, I'm going to be the next feng shui consultant.
I love it. I would love it if you were that.
If you want to, you know, pass on some of your, you're yes. too busy, I'll handle it for you. I'll be your assistant.
Yes, definitely.
I think this is what I love the most about my job working at the radio station interviewing is I get to learn.
Yes.
Like, between yourself and Mini Randhawa, I feel like I know about eyes and I know about mortgage and I know about immigration. So it's really like, I feel like
it's
I'm
an education.
Class.
Yes. It really and is. Then, you know, you said you've made changes, and those changes have been very positive in your life.
Very positive. Yes. You know, definitely. We talked about the romantic side of my life, and there was really not a whole lot that was happening. And I remember you giving me some really good advice about, because I had these, for our listeners that had missed some of our conversations, I had, individual statues of women.
Women. By themselves,
which I felt represented different parts of my life.
I know,
and
I understand.
And I collected them from all around the world, and I had them on my dresser.
Yes.
And then I remember you saying, that needs to go.
Yes, because that was just basically you were saying, I'm a woman alone, and I'm comfortable being alone. If you want a relationship, then those... And I know, I understand that that's very... It was representing your femininity, and it was representing the strong woman that you are. At the same time, you were also sending out the message.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't remove them out of my room, and I put them in another area of the house, which was nice.
And you still get to see them.
Absolutely.
But not in your bedroom.
Not in my bedroom.
Yes.
So I remember I changed that, and then I had some teddy bears that were with me from a long period of time.
Yes.
And I remember I had a ton of them, and I got rid of some of them.
Yes.
Then I got rid of all of them, and I put them in the shed, and now just recently, a couple of weeks ago, I actually gave them away.
And that's a really great way of doing it. I always say to my clients, make three piles. Mm-hmm. One pile is, I don't like this, and it goes right now. One pile is, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
They get to live somewhere else for a short period of time. And another pile is, this is something I love, and I'm going to keep it forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So the second pile can always be something like exactly what you did. It takes a little bit of time, and then when you're detachment, you have more detachment for things like that.
That's right.
And teddy bears are stuffed animals in your bedroom are guardians of your childhood.
Mm.
So they act like guardians. They're not going to let you have an adult relationship.
That's right, yeah.
So keep, listeners need to keep that in mind.
You've got to get rid of those. So and I did. And then I remember you had asked me to put some pink sheets.
Yes.
And I did use pink sheets on my bed. So things are, might I say, a year later, very much different.
Okay, I like to hear that.
So for those single ladies that are wondering, I'm intelligent and I'm beautiful and I'm available.
Yeah.
Where are all the young men?
Yes.
Maybe you want to look into your bedroom.
Yes, look into your bedroom and send me an email. I'll fix it for you.
Yeah, call Sunitha or find her on Facebook. Get in touch because I really truly believe there is something to it. I don't know if it's your mind and then you act and then
it changes. Like we talked about it earlier, mm-hmm. intention has to follow action.
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think we've got a caller.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And your phone is ringing, Sama.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, line one, go ahead.
Hello, Namaste, Sushma ji.
Namaste ji, how are you?
And you, thank you. मैंने अपनी तबीयत के बारे में पूछना है, सेहत के बारे में.
सेहत के बारे में क्यों है थोड़ी सेहत नो?
मैं डायलिसिस से यहाँ तर फिर नहीं सकती.
Okay.
हाँ जी.
So actually, astrology the program nahi kar rahe hain, apna feng shui the program kar rahe hain.
But there's definitely
so
something.
There is something in that case. Sunitha, would you be able to help?
Yes, you can. The middle part of your home, that is the health area of your home, and green plants in that area will really make a difference.
Jits with the plants wagera rakhunge.
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਮਿਡਲ ਪਾਰਟ ਤੋਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਡਾਇਲਿਸ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਬਹੁਤ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਐਵਰੀ 2 ਵੀਕ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਮਾਨ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ
ਕਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਆਉਂਦਾ
ਡਾਇਲਿਸਿਸ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ
ਬਾਕਸੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਗਲੀ ਵੀ ਭਰੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਵੀ ਥੱਲੇ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਕਰਿਓ ਕਿ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਚਕਾਰਲਾ ਏਰੀਆ ਹੈਗਾ ਨਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਫਰੈਸ਼ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਹੋਵੇ
ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੋਏ ਉਹ ਰੱਖ ਲਓ
ਫਰੈਸ਼ ਪਲਾਂਟ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਖ ਲਿਓ ਐਂਡ ਬਸ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਕਰਿਓ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਸਿਰ ਦਿਓ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਹੈਲਥੀ ਰਹੇ ਐਂਡ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਹੈਲਥ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਬੈਟਰ ਹੋਵੇ
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਘਰ 'ਚ ਹੋਵੇ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਡਾਲਿਸ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਨ 2 ਵੀਕ ਬਾਅਦ ਆਉਂਦਾ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਉਹ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਬਾਕਸੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਖਿਆਲ
ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਪਲਾਂਟ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਠੀਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ
ਇੱਕ ਰੂਮ ਆ ਥੱਲੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਗਲੀ 'ਚ ਉੱਥੇ ਰੱਖਣ ਨੂੰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮਿਡਲ ਪਾਰਟ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਰੱਖਣੇ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਰੱਖੀਏ ਫਿਰ ਨਾ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਐਫਰਟ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਓਕੇ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹਦਾ
ਇਹਦਾ ਬਸ ਇਹੀ ਲਾਜ ਪਲਾਂਟ ਰੱਖੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰੇ
ਅੱਛਾ ਪਲਾਂਟ ਮੈਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਦਾ ਫੁੱਲ ਵਗੈਰੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਲਾਏ ਸੀਗੇ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਹੁਣ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਰੱਖੋ
ਚਲੋ ਇਦਾਂ ਕਰ ਲਵਾਂਗੇ ਓਕੇ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਗੁੱਡ ਲੱਕ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ
ਬਾਏ ਬਾਏ
ਨੋ ਦੈਟਸ ਰੀਲੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਨਾਊ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਵਿਜ਼ੁਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਹਾਊਸ
It just so happens we do have plants, and we've got and the other thing at George Gallard, you know, when I phone Kita, another thing you can do is if you don't have space in, on the floor, what my mother's done, we've got those money plants, so they kind of go up against the wall.
Yes.
And kind of travel through the middle of the
house. And travel through the middle of the house. Mm-hmm. Any kind of life energy.
Cynthia, I was going to ask you, when you look at your house, what part is the far right-hand corner?
In the back, that is your love and romance area.
Is that right?
That's so where it is. That's where the bedroom should be. No, no.
Ideally.
No, not necessarily, no. I had a client in Oklahoma who kept saying, I don't have my bedroom in that. That's where my kitchen is. And it took me like 2 hours keep on saying to her, you don't have to have your bedroom there. And then about 5 minutes later, she'd say, my bedroom is not back there. And I'd go,
Poor woman, must have been lonely.
I know. I said, I know your bedroom is not, but I can't put my bedroom there. That's where my kitchen is. It doesn't matter. Even if your kitchen is there, you can go ahead and put a vase that's white in color and put 2 pink roses. And if it's your kitchen, in fact, a client I had here in Vancouver, their kitchen is in their love and romance area. Mm-hmm. So just go ahead in that corner, clear out that corner, put 2 lovebirds there. So that, you know, I mean, I think it's a great thing to have your love and romance area in your kitchen because you're in there every day. You'd be looking at the 2 lovebirds every day, and that brings the feelings of togetherness and, you know, stability. So whenever you have images that show you that this is what I want, kind of like visualizing what you want in your relationship for you, you can also make a vision board.
And put that in that area?
You can put that in that area.
Because I was going to say, because in my house, that's our guest bedroom.
Okay.
So it's basically nobody ever goes in there unless we have like company over or when we go in there to dust and clean.
So put a vase that's white in color with 2 pink silk roses in there in that corner.
In the corner, far right-hand corner.
Far right-hand corner.
And then
corner.
If you do have a basement, because we live on the second
floor. Downstairs both? Also,
both.
Yes.
Okay. And if once it's rented, you don't have to worry about it.
Once it's rented, I am going to have to do some research on that. I'm going to say right now, no, you don't have to worry about
because
it.
Because you're not living there.
You're not living there.
Your personal energy isn't there.
Not there. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I don't think it should constitute as your home.
It doesn't, yeah.
Should you be coloring it a certain way?
I would just kind of leave it alone because the thing is, that is an interesting question. You could paint that bedroom pink and say to your tenant, I'm sorry, you can't do anything about it. I think I'd leave it alone because it's not your space.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
You know, sometime back you had talked about if people want to sell their houses and they're not selling, that there are some cures that you can do.
You can definitely. There's one that's it's a Catholic cure, and you can go to a Catholic store.
A Catholic store.
Yes, Catholics, and they don't mind that their saints are buried upside down in the ground. So I wouldn't do it if I was, if it wasn't okay with the Catholics. Mm. I would want to make sure that I respect that, but they have Saint Joseph, who was the father of Jesus Christ, and he was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, statues of Saint Joseph that you can buy, and you bury Saint Joseph upside down in the front of your home.
Mm-hmm.
So either on the right side or the left side, but Saint Joseph's face, when he's upside down, his face has to be facing the road.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And
what happens to his body? You bury the full statue?
Full statue. And it's just a little 2.5-3 inch
okay, so
plastic.
So
yeah.
This time I'm thinking.
So how big is the statue? And do his legs just stick out? Like, that's going to be a little awkward. It's like, what's that?
Stay with that thought because we've got to take a break, okay? Guys, while you're thinking about that and calls are coming in, let's take a short break and break for news.
Okay.
रियल कनेडियन सुपरस्टोर आपके रमादान के जज्बे की कद्र करता है हम समझते हैं कि रमादान का महीना आपके लिए पाक है और हम इफ्तार की अहमियत समझते हैं आपके पास के रियल कनेडियन सुपरस्टोर में आपके बहुत से पसंदीदा खाने एक अच्छी कीमत पे और एक ही जगह पे इस हफ्ते रूबिकॉन जूसेस सिर्फ 178 खास रमादान के दौरान Prices effective August 5th to August 11th. Aapko aur aapke apno ko Ramadan Kareem.
Oye Raju, tu fer TV dekhda? Koi kaam vi kar liya karo. Dad, it's summer holidays. Main relax karda.
Le, relax da bachcha. Dekh la Raju di maa tere munde de lachan. Eda de theeth nu ki kahiye?
Tuse fikar na karo ji. Ede jill pune da hal mere kol aa. Aaj hi phone kar diya main South Asian Arts nu. Inna da summer dance camp August vich lag reya hai. Ik wari studio vich ja ke matthe te mudka aaya. Ta inne aap hi TV da pichha chhad dena hai. Haan.
Oh vaave Raju di maa, hun kitti na gall. Kamata number.
Call South Asian Arts today at 604-767-3564 or email info@southasianarts.ca to register for their summer dance camp. Both Bhangra and Shamik's Indo Jazz will be taught 2 days a week. Camp begins August 4th in Vancouver and August 6th in Surrey. Family discounts are available, but spaces are limited. So call today, 604-767-3564.
हमारी सभ्यता में ऐसी कितनी चीजें हैं जो हमारे रिश्तों को अटूट बनाती हैं। अब जरा एक बार सोचिए कि आपके उस स्पेशल वन ने आपको उस खास मौके पर क्या दिया था। अब चाहे वो शादी थी, ग्रेजुएशन या कुछ और। सोना यानी गोल्ड, जो ना ही सिर्फ एक प्यार का प्रतीक है लेकिन एक इन्वेस्टमेंट भी, ताकि आप हमेशा सुरक्षित रहें। हमारी कम्युनिटी के जाने पहचाने ACC ज्वेलर्स भी आपको ये मौका देते हैं 9281 128th Street डेल्टा में। याद रखिए, ACC ज्वेलर्स, हमारी सभ्यता हमारे गहने।
क्या आपको अपने बढ़ते बच्चों के दांतों की फिक्र है? न्यूयॉर्क यूनिवर्सिटी के ग्रेजुएट डॉक्टर विशाल शर्मा, फर्स्ट इंडियन सर्टिफाइड ऑर्थोडोंटिस्ट, ये दावे के साथ कहते हैं कि आप अपने बच्चों के दांत 7 से 9 साल की उम्र में ही फिक्स करवा सकते हैं। बच्चों की ज्यादातर डेंटल प्रॉब्लम्स छोटी उम्र में ही ठीक की जा सकती है, जिससे सर्जरी तक की नौबत ही नहीं आती। यहाँ पर आपकी जुबान में बात भी की जाती है। अपॉइंटमेंट के लिए 604-593-5225 फोन करें।
ये है RJ 1200 न्यूज अपडेट।
Good afternoon, I'm Trevor McManus. Despite comments that the Missing Women Commission is not welcome in some parts of the province, the inquiry is pressing ahead with plans for 9 forms across northern British Columbia. Commission spokesman Chris Freeman says forums will be held between September 12th and 22nd, although specific dates, times, and locations are still being arranged. The forums are part of a less formal section of the inquiry, the so-called study commission, that can consider possible changes to the ongoing investigation, such as the probe into the Highway of Tears murders and disappearances. Several groups, including the Saikas First Nation near Vanderhoof, say the study commission denies them a full say in the formal hearings examining the handling of the Robert Picton case. A 40-year-old Alberta man drowned in Skaha Lake near Penticton yesterday while trying to swim out to his daughter, who had drifted far from shore on a raft. The man disappeared under the water and was found 10 minutes later lying at the bottom of the lake. Efforts to revive him failed. His young daughter was rescued from the raft by a boater. Former Toronto Maple Leafs captain Rick Vive says he had 6 beers before driving home from a golf game in 2009, but says he wasn't drunk. Vive testified today at his trial in Newmarket, Ontario, on a charge of impaired driving. The 52-year-old says he broke his own rule about driving after having 3 drinks, but says he felt fine to drive from the course in Gravenhurst to his home in Oakville. To the Lynx, Adam Scott and Ricky Fowler are part of the crowd atop the leaderboard at the Bridgestone Invitational midway through the second round. Tiger Woods is nowhere near them. In his first tournament in 3 months, Woods shot 1-over-71 and finished his round 8 shots behind. In the markets, the Canadian dollar closed at 102.24 cents U.S., up 0.1 cents. The American dollar stood at 97.81 cents Canadian, down 0.1 cents. Currently in Abbotsford, under some clouds, it's 22. In Surrey, it's 20. In Vancouver, under a few clouds, it's 21. Time on the roundup is 10 minutes to the hour. I'm Trevor McManus with the RJ 1200 News Update.
खूबसूरत और लेटेस्ट डिजाइन्स में लीजिए कॉस्ट्यूम ज्वेलरी, चाहे वो कुंदन की हो या पोलकी की।
कुंदन की और पोलकी भी?
बिल्कुल, लिटिल इंडिया से 604-597-0505 उनका टेलीफोन नंबर है।
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। सुनीता सितारा इज इन द स्टूडियो बिकॉज इट्स फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ एंड शी इज यूजुअली जॉइनिंग अस फ्रॉम ओक्लाहोमा एंड शी इज हियर इन वैंकूवर, लीविंग फॉर ओक्लाहोमा सून आई थिंक।
आई विल बी लीविंग ऑन मंडे।
ऑलराइट, सो वी हैव गॉट सम कॉलर्स।
ओके,
लाइन 5, गो अहेड, थैंक यू फॉर वेटिंग।
हाय देयर।
Hi.
I'm currently building a new home.
Can you turn your radio down and that way we won't have a feedback?
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, we're building a new home and during the designing phase we had the front door and the back, we had French doors opening up from the kitchen nook area.
Okay.
And they both lined up on our plan.
Uh-huh.
directly straight. And
okay.
We were told that that was very bad feng shui. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Did you change them?
Yes, we did.
Excellent.
But, my husband did want the French doors opening out to the patio, and I persuaded him to change it. And
yes.
You know,
You don't want to have the front door lined up with the back door, because the reason, I'll explain the reason to you, because the chi enters the front door and then it rushes right out the back door. And that's the reason. Now, if there are people out there who have that, it's not a problem. Feng shui is a solution-oriented philosophy. You can always put like a crystal or a chime in the middle of your home so that the chi kind of hits that and doesn't go rushing out. But I'm really glad that you went ahead and changed the door in the back.
So it's better to change it than do the remedy of the chime?
I would, if it was, my preference would be to change it.
Okay.
If you can, and if you can't change it, then there is a remedy for sure.
Okay. And the direction of a bed should always be facing which way?
You know, I don't go in the directions because I do feng shui with, you know, each individual room. You don't want to have your feet
towards
the door in any room, in the bedroom.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was a good question.
That was a good question.
Because a lot of people do build their own homes.
Yeah.
And I think we just spend so much time on, like, the design that we should probably take some of these little things into consideration at the design stage.
Yeah. You know, I think it would be really great if your listeners would get in touch with the feng shui consultant at the time of planning.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always send me an email. I really don't mind working with floor plans over email. So that's something that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. So it's www.sunitasitara.com
mm-hmm.
For the website. And then the Facebook page is Sunita's Feng Shui.
Right.
Just like the page. And there's tons of fun information on there.
I love that, my feng shui page.
Yeah, it's great. We love to have conversations.
Yes.
I feel like you're not too far.
Yes.
Sunita, I got this question.
Right.
Sunita, I wanted to ask you, going back now, okay, so we've talked about the far left side of the house, the far right side.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the middle of the house, which is your fame.
The middle back
is your fame. And then you could put plants in the middle for health.
For health, yes.
What is the front left?
The front left is your knowledge and spirituality area. If you have children that are going to college or you want to, you know, educate yourself further, I would have books there. That's the place where you can put your books.
Mm. Okay.
And that will actually enhance your knowledge. The middle left is family, extended family.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to have family photographs in that area.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then the very front.
Right.
Okay, is there a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, finish. Very front.
Okay, the very front is career. And right next to the right is helpful people and travel. So if you want to travel a lot, then I'd put an angel there.
Mm. Line four, go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Just like to know if your bed is in front of the washroom.
Very good question. I would make sure that the bathroom door is closed all the time. Do you close it at night?
Yes.
Okay, you're doing a good thing. Another thing you could do is you could put a mirror on the side of the bedroom door. That will also deflect that energy. But sometimes I don't like to have too many mirrors in the bedroom. But if you close the door, that would make a big difference.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of mirrors, I know we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I've become so... I don't know, aware of feng shui that, you know, I remember last time we talked, you said it would be a good idea to have a mirror when you enter the home.
Yes.
Either on one side or the other.
As I said, but
not on two sides.
Yes, don't do it on two sides, one or the other, and never have a mirror facing your front door. So that when you open, the first thing you see is the mirror. The mirror on either side of your door is a great thing.
For your front of entrance of the
front
house.
Front entrance. And, it's always a good idea to have your mirror framed.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. In my home, I have a framed mirror on the left side of the door. And on the right side, I have a painting that I had done, which gets reflected in the mirror. So that's really another thing that you want to do.
You know, recently I've taken a bunch of family photos and I put them in small frames.
Yes.
And I've made a collage on the... So on the left side, when you enter the house, I have a mirror.
Mirror,
and
okay.
On the right, I have a ton of family photos. And then, good. So the reflection of the family photos, is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
Yes, that's
very good. So
you're allowed
to have your family photos there.
Yes, allowed.
Allowed to have them. You have turned it into school again.
But, you know, the thing is what I really love having this banter with you is that you've taken all of this information and you've used it. And that's the way that you want to do it, you know, and you've been paying attention. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yay, I get a gold star.
Yes, you do get a gold star. My sister gets a gold star because she pays attention to all of
this
stuff.
She does. I've seen some great changes in the studio.
Yes.
We've taken some of your paintings and we've put them up. So that's worked really well.
Yes. It always does. It's always nice to have a free feng shui master in the house.
In the family. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's right.
Who comes and does her bidding. A couple of years ago, she didn't have paintings, so okay, paintings are coming up, you know. So I painted about 3 paintings. That was fun.
That's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
So now you've talked about the facing the door.
Yes.
You've talked about far right-hand corner. You've talked about far left-hand corner.
Yes.
You've talked about the front.
Yes.
Right hand, front, left hand, left, and you've talked about the middle.
Yes, and so the middle right is the children and creativity
area.
Okay,
so you see, we didn't talk about
that. We didn't get to that. That area, you want to go ahead and paint it white, you know, and then have whimsical paintings or paintings done by your children in that area. Mm. If you don't have children, paintings you did as a child. Mm. But it needs to be fun. What that will do, it will energize not only your children, but it will also energize your creative ability. Mm. So you want to do that. Anytime that you want to energize any part of your life, you can look at the Bhagwa map and go, okay, I want to fix this or I want
to
enhance it, ramp up that energy. And I will tell you, 10 times out of 10, if you're having trouble in any part of your life, that part of your home will be either cluttered or messy or in disrepair. I'm amazed every single time I go into a person's home. I can just take a look at the house and without them saying a word, I will know that they're either having problems in their finances or with their children or extended family or romance. Yeah, it's very indicative.
If people wanted to connect with you as you're leaving by Monday.
Yes.
Could they... would you be able to talk to them from Oklahoma? How long will it take you to get back to Oklahoma now?
I am going to see Mahesh Raj, my son, in Portland. And then after that, I don't know. I think I should get back to Oklahoma by August 15th.
Okay.
Yes.
And people can connect with you?
Yes,
that?
They can just send me. No, they can even send me emails. I have my laptop with me.
Oh, great.
Yes.
And next month, the first Friday of the month, you would connect with us from Oklahoma?
I'll call you sister.
We are not sister-sister on air, okay?
I am sister-sister on the air.
Okay.
How cute.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you for doing the show today with us.
Oh,
and
thank you, Saima.
No, I had so much
coming.
Fun.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So, wo sabhi baatein jo aaj aapki nazaron mein atki.
Khatki.
Aur dil mein Samagi. We'll be here next Monday. Yeah. Sama, will you be here next Monday?
I will be here next Monday.
And what are we talking about on Monday?
It's always about education, so you have to wait and see.
All right. And tomorrow, don't forget, we have our real estate show from 12 to 1. Stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with Angelina right now.
Bye-bye.
And talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.